latest team news from clubcall.com. Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and boss Pep Guardiola insists this team can turn their Champions League quarter-final against Liverpool around, despite losing the first leg 3-0 at Anfield on Wednesday. Three first-half goals left the Premier League runaway leaders reeling as they struggled to cope with Liverpool's intensity and high pressing. Although they regained their composure in the second half, they did not have a shot on target and failed to score an away goal. Speaking afterwards, Guardiola says, "In this room, I think there's nobody except the guy talking to you who believes we can go through. For 90 minutes more, we are going to try. I believe a lot in this team. They show me many good things in the season. We have 90 minutes, all of us in the competition, Sevilla, Juventus and us. We're going to try. It is so complicated because we are going to play a top, top team and it is tough. Nobody believes we will go through. We will convince ourselves tomorrow." Guardiola altered his formation and left Raheem Sterling on the bench, with midfielder Ilkay Gundogan brought into the standing lineup. He said he made the switch on to make more control of midfield possession, but when asked if it had worked, he said, "We lost 3-0. Did we arrive a little bit scared? Here at Anfield, it's always complicated. Until 2-0, we were there. In the second half, we reacted. We did well." Moving on, and Kevin De Bruyne insists that it was a nice feeling to be the Man City coach, which was attacked on Wednesday night, but he has refused to condemn Liverpool fans for their behaviour. Liverpool issued an apology. The City bus was pelted with missiles and windows were smashed, rendering it unusable for the return journey. But De Bruyne was unfazed. He said, "It was okay. I don't mind supporters doing that. I've had it a couple of times with my team and it's a nice feeling. Breaking windows are probably not done, but who am I to say something? I'm fine with it as long as nobody gets hurt." That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.